Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about public expectations on Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament following the country's recent elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are making a critical analysis of Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa chaired the first cabinet today following harmonized elections won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mnangagwa said each cabinet minister is expected to identify a minimum of 5 quick win and high impact projects.
Mnangagwa said ministers are expected to set 100-day program cycles, which will be presented to cabinet and their progress made public every Wednesday in an effort to entrench transparency and a culture of responsiveness.
According to Mnangagwa, their goal is to transform Zimbabwe to a middle-income economy by 2030, characterized by job-rich economic growth and a globally competitive society.
At the same time, Parliament is expected to start its first session tomorrow with a lot of expectations from members of the public, and there are so many people that wish to see what it is going to do. Now the question is, what will Cabinet and Parliament do for you?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe mahlabe zulu linjani lapho likhona jonga kunjani mfowethu
yaphila wena
yeah
long time
yeah long time taza kuchana
yes how many weeks months
2 years
yes
ulanda basesikola lapha ke lo jonga esitikini so sinethemba lokuthi liyaphila lapho ekhona yeah namhlanje ke sicoxa ngodaba lokuthi idala le cabinet liza kwenzelani njalo kubuso kubuya ke idala le parliament la lokuthi liza kwenzelani xa sikhangela ke idala le cabinet siyawa sihlale lamdla umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa enguye okade umgcini sihlalo. So uthe khona ngale ke watshela i-cabinet members zakhe ukuthi bazafaka lokuthiwa ngama 100-day goals ukuthi wenzeni ngesikhathi esinje. Then bazodinga okuyizinto okuhlanu oza kubeka phansi ukuthi mina ngizayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Ngolwesithathu maviki wonke kwabe kusethulwa ukuthi uzibani bani wenze lokhu, wenza lokhu, wenza lalokhu. Nxa kuthi wehlulekile baza kubika futhi ukuthi hayi uminista onje utshaya iganga. So ke kukhanya kazani ke babona ngani lokhu kungasebenza. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolo. Kuzobuya olunye ke idale lephalamende liyahlala kusasa. So lihlala nje ngesikhathi siyawathi Zimbabwe kule kholera umkhuhlane wesihudo lowo. Kuzobuya njalo abantu bakhangela ukuthi indaba ye-devolution bazayibamba njani. Njengoba ngazani ke ibadlele ZANU-PF ngani selingani yilo sibe seliyiphehla okuzwayo. So ke ngibehlala khonapho abantu bakhangela ukuthi pho bangenzelwani ejonga ngamalunga ejali lephalamende
ndizozo gives regatings ukuthi zvinofamba sei nekuti timboziisa vateereri kuti nhasi tiri kukurukura
nezve
nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tiri kukurukura nezve musangano wekutanga wedare remakurukota kana kuti yatingati cabinet waitwa nhasi sachigaro vari mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa tinonzwa kuti musangano iwoyo wasunga kuti pange pachitarwa mazuva anokwana kuita zana kana kuti 100 days ekuti mumazuva yayo munhu ega ega kana gurukota regarega rinenge richitaura kuti zvii zvarinenge rakohwa kana kuburitsa mazuva zana iwayo tanzwawo zvakare kuti musangano iwoyo wasunga kuti chitatu choga choga panenge pachiziviswa kuti zvii zvaburitswa nemapazi kana nemakurukota sekuimbisa kwavanga vaita pa 100 days idzodzo tanzwa kuti zviri kuitirwa kuti pange paine kubuda pachena kana kuburitswa pachena kwezvinge zvichiitika yatingati transparency yekuti zvii zviri kuitika muhurumende pamwe nekurakidzwa kuti vadare vari kutambira seka kana kuti vari kutsukunyika zvakadii mune zvinenge zvichida kuti zvigadziriswe. Tanzwawo Munangagwa achitaurawo pakunyora kwavaita padande mutande rao reTwitter. Hanzi, delighted to preside over the first meeting of our new cabinet this morning. We are getting straight to work in addressing the challenges we face, including overcoming the cholera outbreak. Let's all have an effective and productive week building our new Zimbabwe, one brick at a time. Hongu, hanzi na Munangagwa, vatanga kuturwa, tsoka yekutanga, hanzi, rwendo rwe mamaira, runotanga nenano imwe chete. Hanzi, tatotanga nano kutanga kwa itamisangane iwoyo, vachitaura kuti chinangwa chawo chikuru kana kuti hondo hombe yavaroda kupedza inyaya yechirwere chekorera. Ndo chavari kutaura ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu. Hanzi tinovaka Zimbabwe chidina chimwe chete muchikwira mune muchitoverenga. Vakuru vakati tsagare sugar rakapedza neteaspoon. Hanzi ukatenga uchiti haa ndatengera mai 50 kg yesugar haipere haa. Vanenge vashandisa hawo teaspoon but in 2-3 months muzoona hamuchisina chinhu. Zvino apa mune muchiwaka chidhina chimwe chete muchiwaka Zimbabwe. Zvekuti vanhu vamunanga.
Yes. And we see that in the same Twitter he actually posted his statement and it's written, but since the advent of the new dispensation on the 24th of November 2017, we adopted a new methodology of ensuring that government ministers and agencies deliver quality services to the people of Zimbabwe through the integrated results-based management system with its accompanying rapid results approach. Mm-hmm. We also adopted the 100-day program cycle as a new model of doing business to support our drive to attain Vision 2030. So then the last sentence says, the 100-day program cycle helped us to accentuate the rapid and efficient implementation of priority projects with an immediate impact on the livelihoods of our people. Mm-hmm. End quote. So ke kunapo ke uyakhuluma ke Munangagwa kuti bafaka kuno kwa ma targets ngesikati kwapana sanda kungena nyakenye ngo November ukuti bathi kula kona ukuthi a 100 day program kuzobuya lokuthi nxa usukhangela into zenzayo kube kuthiwa yi rapid results ukuthi kumele ubone ukuthi kuphumile
kumba
kuphumile chop chop kuphumile kumba kuphumanga. And we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother Gibson. How are you today?
Very fine. Tell us, what do you think the government can do for Zimbabweans, you know, this new cabinet?
Anyway, in whatever you do, you need to plan, to have a work plan. That is very important. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the government has embarked on. And this is exactly what the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. And these people are planning. That is, they are hitting the ground. They are just hitting the ground running anyway. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what we are expecting from them as a cabinet, that we need to prepare some of these things for the nation. And what is very encouraging is that that work plan, if you talk of 100 days, mm-hmm. one must do his evaluation at the end of that 100 days to make sure that maybe you have managed to achieve whatever you wanted to achieve or not. Mm-hmm. Then if need be, then you can then change the formula if you are not producing the results, mm-hmm. the results. Then we move on like that. This is exactly what it's very much encouraging.
Yeah, in terms of just 1 minute, go now to Uchova.
Napa in Nangere, look at the Ukulmendega, famous in Nangagwa, President Nangagwa, Ulo Shelo, in job Kalasibona, I would have a plan, I would have a Malanga, Angala, 600 days, I want to remember the saying, and it's good to the end, the local to win, who would love with Tule. What a Mare Shule Gilengalo, with explaining the Lamsound, which was Chinche. Indlela yokwenza yenze ngenye indlela ezathi iproduce ama-results. Kuyathokozisa kakhulu ukuthi nanzele ukuthi uhulumende lo ukhangele ukuthi ayenzele abantu into ezibambekayo ngemva kwesikhathi esilutshwane. Njengoba lokhu nje akhona okwenganika nje isibonelo ukuthi kulo dubo lwemali u-finance minister ukuthi uzaziqeda njani kumbe wokufeva out ama-bond notes ngesikhathi sesikhathi esifitshane, then we move on nge-US dollar kumbe nge-rand kumbe ngani into enjengayenaleyo. Kusichiye imali yesihluphile ibhondi leli elisekudalela udubo oluningi kakhulu ukukhwela kwezinto lento ezininazenezo likwethi kukhangeleleyo ukuthi kusetshenzwe ngaleyo ndlela.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ujonga.
Mr. Gawule, how are you?
Fine, and you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. Maybe I can throw a question in English there. I'm not sure whether you want it in Shona too.
Yeah, even in the three languages, English and the
Oh, thank you so much. In Dashida Utinditi, wakawanda wa mwaruguti, akasike kutanga, zuhurumende, zishipa matageti ya shukurimo Mzimbabwe, yekuta hapa 100 days, teta, shakati, even kana paka pinda hurumende ya wamunanga kwa gorera pera, wakaisa matageti, akadaro, saka wa mwaruguti, I promise zinongo piwa asa, panashino buda, munoona se.
Apa ndio funga kutiva itaura zvakadaro vanhu vasingafariri nyika yavo vasingafariri kuti vaone zvinhu zvichinja isusu vamwe vedu tinoona kuti kana vanhu vapiwa basa havapiwe mukana wokushanda bati vapiwe ndima chaizvo kuti kana mwedzi wapera tongoona kuti vanenge zvaita kuti vaite basa richibudirira vagona kuita zvakati nezvakati but inyaya ye100 days yakakosha kuitira kuti kuplanning yavo kuskiming yavo nekuplanning kwacho kunobuda chinhu here kana kusingabudi chinhu tozochinja maitiro toona kuti tongochinja tichienda kupi tichiona kuti zvinofamba here kuti hazvifambi but nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti as a nation takamirira chaizvo kuti zvinhu zvichinje nokukurumidza inyaya dzemari dzakakosha idzi mari aisi kuwanikwa mabhoni noti finance minister ataura zvakanaka kuti vachafedzwa vachada kuita mabhoni noti afeze out nezvimwe zvakadaro ndizvo zvakatarisira kuti nyika yedu tinokuda kuona zvinoona nyaya dzemari ndizvo zvakakosha kupfuura zvimwe zvinhu zvakatarisa
Maybe the same in English, Mr. Gaule. Some are saying these are just targets they give each other, but nothing comes out of these targets, and this is not the first time that the government has set these targets.
I wish God to provide, to give them maybe, we are talking of a period of 100 days, them to live for some time so that they realize what you are talking about when you are saying this planning of 100 days is very important. It is very, very important to plan and have a time frame to say after such a period we have managed to achieve ABCD. You set targets, and if you set targets, then are you able to achieve in that same period? And by the end of the of the 100 days, the Ministry of Finance shall be able to do ABCD, shall have achieved the following. Then this is very, very important. To me, this is something that is very important that you cannot ignore. And really, it's quite pleasing that really some people are doing work. Let's give them time to do their work so that at the end of the day, we shall be able to evaluate. We should do our evaluation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you are now joined by one of our guests, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer based in South Africa, working with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and good evening to all the listeners of Studio 7.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, what's your take on the new cabinet? Is it going to deliver, or they will always tell us about these goals that they always set? And are these goals anyway achievable at the end of the day? Because the government is sounding like an NGO now.
Well, I think what is important to appreciate is that President Mnangagwa has a new cabinet that includes people who may be called technocrats, if you like, otherwise who are there for their knowledge and expertise. For example, Kirsty Coventry, the renowned swimmer, and Professor Mthuli Ncube, who has taken over as Minister of Finance. So that is a positive. But we need to put this in the proper context, Gibbs, which is that We need to do a mapping of power in Zimbabwe. Where does power lie within the framework of Zimbabwe? You would find that it appears that real power to make things happen or not happen is not necessarily resident in cabinets, but rather in the ZANU-PF Politburo, because it is ZANU-PF which deploys these cabinet ministers and therefore possibly has the final say. So when you look at it like that, you then understand that real power to make decisions is with the Politburo at ZANU-PF headquarters at Sheikh Sheikh building. So this might actually complicate things and make it difficult for outsiders like Mthuli Ncube or Kesi Coventry to bring radical, you know, reforms or to have 100-day plans that they can implement without the say-so of ZANU-PF at the level of the Politburo. And this is the biggest challenge that we need to look at, whether or not ZANU-PF will step aside and stand aside and let these technocrats do their work without having to have the final say.
Thank you so much for those remarks. And I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes.
Global Mfundisi. Baba Moyo, kunjani? Mfundisi Moyo, ukhona ngani?
Ya, ngikhona, ngikhona. Ngiyakuzwa, ngikhona.
Ye, akutsho Baba Moyo ukuthi i-cabinet le ekhona esanda kubunjwa iletha le-parliament. Kuza kwenzelani wena njengomoyo sibili?
Njengami for mina for ngikhulumile abantu basekhaya ngithi mina ngise Zimbabwe angiboni for ngikhulumile abantu basekhaya even ingazo zinabantu wanalapho no into yokuthoma kucabinet le khulukhulu sifuna lapha kuminister we-health ukuthi akhone ukuqinisa izandla khulukhulu uminister we-health ngikho lapho lapho sifuna ukuthi zonke izinto zenziwe ngokushesha siyabona ukuthi elizwe liyaphela sifuna khulukhulu kuminister we-health kuthi zonke izinto akhone ukusebenza khulu lapho ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuphila siyabona nje masibuka ikholera nezinye izinto ezinto eziningi nje ezibhedlela akuna imithi even umuntu ma ezibhedlela lapha banofika banobhala phasi ipaper but kambe yothenga imithi so sifuna lapho khulukhulu lapho kunominista we-health ukuthi akhone kuyenza umsebenzi even nidala lasephalamende nalo kufanele khona lisebenze khulu khulukhulu sazi ukuthi idala le-parliament lasemakhaya for mina njengami angazi kudala ngikhona ekhaya angizange ngibone umsebenzi wedala lasemakhaya ukuthi bayenzani ifana namakhansela akuna into bayenzayo I think abazi banoba abantu not nje ukhansela nje mara the way bayenza ngakhona asibone soloko masihlala ekhaya ngiyazi amakhansela amaningi asendawo yami asemakhaya lapho angibuya khona akuna na next bayenzayo the way akuna next bayenzayo banoba abantu nje banoba amakhansela so izinye izinto ukuthi ma bafundise ukuthi bakhona ukwenza ezinye izinto bayenzela abantu kufana lawa no minister we finance kufana azame ukuthi akhona ukubuyisa mhlambe ekhaya mhlambe kube nemali engcono ngakhona ukuthi abantu bakhone kumncedeka khulukhulu mhlambe mako siyazi ukuthi i-US dollar alitholakali lula siyabona khulu imali lapha eZimbabwe itholakala lula iwa amarandi la thana maba ibakhona ukuthi mhlambe amarandi nawo akhona ukusebenza eZimbabwe but I think kungaba yinto ingcono lento efana leyo
siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi kodwa ke ujonge befuna ukukhuluma lawo ngesiyona bamba khona
aiwata achida kungoti mungo dzokora zvamamuchitaura izvozvo nokuti nyaya hombe mufundisi ndeyekuti maminista aya anogona kupuwa kana kuzvipa ma 100 days iwayo vanokwanisa here vanobudira here kuzviita nokuti dambudziko rimwe ndere mari zvikwanisiro hurumende inenge ichingonzi bazi rakati harina chakati takatarisa rezveutano vari kutadza kuti vanga vachiunganidza mari inorwisa chirwere chekorera asi ndoimwe yepriority yavarikuda kuda kurwisana nayo
ya na wena yamandi bvunza yakanaka basi chose baba kandibiri nawe ndo ndiyokuti kuzvipa 100 days haashandi zvakafanana kuti wapuwa mbeu kuti hapa ropedza kubwedza uviri wandatiibvisa because auzi kuti mvura yachirina yerini you know so maminista angasagona kuzvipa madays kuti 100 days che president pazuva ipa wakapinda wakapogora wapi wati ndipe 100 days sata something 100 days dzomuzimbabwe Zimbabwe pachaye tokwa ati 100 days azipa kuti dzotoda makore kana 10 kuti gone kudzoka pairi gone kunaka zvekuti vangazvipa makore 100 mazuva 100 mwedzi inosvika kana mitatu nemazuva 10 haakunyepirana ukoko chikwanisa kanaka sevano vanonga vangopinzwa pabasa munhu zvoti kana munhu achingango wanoka musikana anomunyepera kuti kana chini ndango kurora ndikuitira zvese but pachokwadi handioni vachizigona kuzviita zvakafana izvozvo asi kuti kungotaura bodzi mukati menyika yedu tikataurisa pachokwadi yava motokari yava dembe yava skirepi zvokuti yakanyafa pa 2 seconds inenge yatofa 2 seconds yafasika zvinoreva kuti panotoda nyasi dzamwari kuti nyika yedu pachaye zvigono kuti zvibate kufinance kupinda kupi kosikosi kana kunga kusponsi kana kupi zvako nekuti ava maminista vakakufanana nevanhuwo vanenge vangobatiswa kuti no iwo mbeu yenyemba urime saka kana mvura yakasanaya kana gavumendi yakasavhurira mvura bhozi gavumendi ndinopa kuti igone kuunza zvese zvekuti maminista nawagonti agone kuti afambinzwa kamufanana nemoyo ndo unofambisa ropa mutsinga dzose kana moyo usingashandi hapana chinobuda mukati menyika yezimbabwe
yes Gibbs.
Ya yeah, so mfundisi i volume teukhuluma lapha nabantu bebengakuzwa kuhle sicela ukuthi ukhulume ngesindebele nje ngamafutshane bona futhi wena ngombono wakho sibili ubona ngazani icabinet le izayenzelana nabantu.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa kukhulu papa Gibbs. The icabinet le yasekhaya njenganje angeke ngibone ukuthi ngakhona uyenzela abantu wanese Zimbabwe something ngenxa yokuthi mabathi 100 days angeke kulunge iZimbabwe ifile isafuna mhlambe iminyaka yi 10 years kuti ilunge ifane isikorokoro nje kuti 2 seconds siyafa 2 seconds senza njalo angeke kuti mausa ngena umisa kuti ndizenzela abantu nje so kufanele kuti mamuntu wamphile imbewu ukuthi mhlambe atale maybe atale umova lo mayi mvula ingani angeke umo khule so kuti i government uhulumeni ihosi leya ufanele nguye futhi akhona ukuyenza zonke izinto izizwe lilunge kuti konke kukhambe kuhle makungenziwe njalo angeke kuzokulunga abantu vele siyathembiswa hlala sithembiswa izulu nemhlaba mara ekugcineni akuna into ezokulunga lapha ekhaya mara for me now the way ngibona ngakhona iqiniso lihle asifundi sifihle iqiniso iqiniso lihle njenganje ekhaya eZimbabwe angiboni izinto zilunga abaminisa vele bayakhuluma kufana amakhanselara siyabona mara asiboni umsebenzi bawuyenzayo so kusisele umsebenzi elizowakhethi ukuthi konke kulunge konke kubuyele esingeni kufana namasimu lawa esihlahleni afuna abantu baningi ukuthi bakhona ukugubha impande kuti ilizwe lilunge njenganje hayi 100 days leza amanga afuneki
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungadinwa kusasa
awasiyathokoza kakhulu uzimave nani lapho nesizwe sosa seZimbabwe siyanithanda God bless you.
Thank you. I think Mr. Gaule is itching to respond to that. Mr. Gaule.
Yes,
man. From our caller, Mufundisi Richard Moy.
Yes, Nandwa. So, Nandwa, you can't tell me Kalani Sindebele, akukhulumayo ukhuluma nayo umbono wakhe kodwa umfundisi ukuthi umele bekwazi ukuthi ekusebenzeni kumele kube lama targets asethwayo ungabona usebenza ngalama targets ungala program of action ungala program ungala hlelo olulandelayo njalo lesikhathi esithile ukuthi lokhu kumele ngikwenze ngesi uyabumuntu uyabunga ufile uyabungazi into eyenzayo into eqakathekileyo ukuthi isikhulumeni nge-100 days mane ngithi isibonelo njengokuthi ngiqhathe ngathi mina ngizakhuluma ngeministry ye-finance imali ithini iministry yemali ekamthule Ncube uthe omunye uminista omutsha uthe yena uzafuna ukuthi kusetshenzwe ukuthi kukhitshwe i-bond ngemva kwe-100 days engxa i-bond iyabe isikhitshiwe i-bond ingakhitshwa ukuthi kuzahamba njani kube kuhle kube njalo engxa kumbe sisebenzisa idola le-America kumbe lamanye lezi zimali ade sizisebenzisa kubuyele mumelwane kade ungcono kade uyizolo kumbe kube kubi ngamandla ngemva kwe-100 days kuzabe sekukhangela ukuthi kwenelisekileni kusebenzekile yini ngokwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokho yinto eqakathekileyo naleyo yokuthi kube lama-goals asethwayo ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esingaka siyabe sesenze lokhu lalokhu engxa mhlawumbe ngemva kwe-100 days kuyabe sekukuhle kakhulu ezimalini emangali ingasahluphi nemabhanga abantu befike athatha imali yakhe umuntu esiyasebenza kusebenzayo yikho kukhangeleleyo konke khonokho ukuthi akusoze kusebenze nge-100 days soqiniso lelo ngoba i-100 days inyanga ezingu-3 ezinsuku ezithize isikhathi eside kakhulu seneso esokuthi nxasihlele kuhle inhlelo zakhona yabe seziphusile ngaleso sikhathi
maybe neshona futhi kukuthi dim
ndambothi kana munhu chiti echishanda even iko kusakura mumunda zvinoreva kuti pazuva rimwe chete unongoti ndinoita muforo mumwe chete ndichisakura ndichiita kuti then kana vhiki yapera ndapedza hekta ndinongozvipinza izvozvo kuti ndakonza aumboshanda chete usina magoals achieve unenge matarget unongosete matarget kuti after certain period ndenge ndaita izvakati after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura ndima nezvizvo zvakadaro ndinoda kufunga mufananidzo paministry yemari kuti dambudziko riripo nderemari kuti hatina mari iye zvino mari haisi kuwanikwa mumabhanga sezvo minista muchinywana ana maideas manyuwana ari kuti iye ndichatanga nokuti pamwedzi unotepanguva pfupipfupi inotevera tinenge tabudisa mabond notes ndiye ari kukanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda ende ichokwadi achakwanisa kuzviita here within 100 days yacho iye yataurwa iyi kana azviita kana tapedza 100 days andokugara pasi tichiona kuti pamwe madola avapo maamerica akuwanikwa mabhanga ko mari haisisi kuwanikwa mari ikuwanikwa mabond notes aenda dambudziko rekukwira kwezvinhu kwemitengo yezvinhu dambudziko rako characho raenda ndizvo zvinhu zvakakosha zvinoda kuti titange nazvo tichatsaira mberi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, of course, setting these goals is very crucial, but they are setting these goals at a time Zimbabwe is looking for money to tackle cholera. So at the end of the day, is this not going to actually throw them off the, you know, off the radar? So what's going to happen? Because they are focusing on cholera, they are focusing on all these other things that are affecting Zimbabweans. So how are they going to do it?
Well, I think Zimbabwe's problems can be simplified this way. Yes, there is a challenge nationally of cholera, and there are all these goals, 100-day plans that the ministers are coming up with. But the real issue is, one, is there political will to do what it takes to deliver Zimbabwe out of this quagmire? In other words, is the government of President Mnangagwa prepared to bite the bullet, as it were, figuratively, in this way that, look, the problems have to do with mismatched priorities, where the little resources that are available are used for non-essential things. So it will be difficult to meet the targets when the priority appears to be, for example, patronage. So if you have traditional chiefs whose demand is that they want luxury vehicles, 4x4 vehicles, to be bought for them, and if government prioritizes that, where is the money going to come from to cover essential drugs and medication and you know, water purification to combat cholera? That is the issue. If senators and MPs are also looking for you know, luxury items, cars and trinkets, that means that priorities will be mismatched. So President Mnangagwa and his cabinet need to first of all say they are prepared to have the leadership forego the luxuries that they are clamoring for the sake of reviving and saving Zimbabwe. And also to have a comprehensive approach to combating corruption. Because if there is, for as long as there is a sense that there are some people who are untouchable, Gibbs, there will be no solution. Look at the problem of the cash crisis. If you go to Harare, you know, the money changers at Roodepoort, those people every morning have huge sums of money. How do you deal with reviving an economy when you have such a thriving market? And the people who are behind that are senior politicians, you might find out. So there is need to deal with all these things decisively and go beyond rhetoric, because there is a lot of talking. And, you know, talking is cheap, talking is good, but it does not deliver on the results. So until Zimbabweans feel that the leadership is not just talking. It will be difficult to have solutions. But I think also, more importantly, what we need to have is to press the reset button to ensure that there is production in Zimbabwe, because you cannot have the US dollar and forex if there is no production. Now I am talking to small business people who cannot take their money out of the country to go and buy things. If they want to buy things outside the country in South Africa, they have to go on the black market to buy the US dollar, to buy the rands to use. So this is the difficulty that Zimbabwe finds itself in.
Thank you so much.
Takaoma gives. Shepherd,
kuna kumwe. Baba Mabuza.
Yeah.
Aisha pila Mabuza unjani wewe?
Aisha pili.
Uhulumende sizwile ukuthi uhlale lamhla ke cabinet leli dalelele. Liza kwenzelana wena ngokubona.
Mina mboni ngana kula ntili zayenza. Ngoba lokheli Anderson PF i cabinet yakho.
Banqobile phela ukukhetha. Banqobile.
Hallo.
Banqoba phela ukukhetha.
Yebo, banqobile ukukhetho bedinga indlela zezikhundla nje ukuthi ba bakwansi ukuthi bona bafide nje imizi yabo kuphela. Masithi siyakhangela ngoba bathe bethathele umgaba umbuso ngemva bethembisa ukuthi ngemva kwe 90 days bazabe sebelungisile ezinye izinto. Waze wafika isikhathi sokuthi kuvote kodwa kungela tshintsho olubonakalayo ebantwini. Kathe sibunje nje lezi zithembiso zokuthi abantu kumbe basondele eduzane ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi babasupport noma bengabe besenza izinto zabo uma sikhanyile.
Yes, yakuzwa, qhubeka baba.
Yeah. Ngoba kathe sibunje kumele ukuthi as a party ebusayo kumele ukuthi batshengisele utshintsho noma bekade bengakavotelwa. Kwenza ukuthi abantu babe lethemba. Ungangokuthi kathesi eBlawayo laphana kule ndawo eyirenki yezimota ezokukhangelela ukuthi iyalungiswa kungakaze kufike noma isikhathi sokuthi kuyakhethwa, kodwa yakhanya ivaliwe kuphela, imota zakhithwa yavalwa kuphela yami njalo. Imigwaqo sikhangelela ukuthi njengephathi ebusayo kade kungadingeki ukuthi kucele ukuthi abantu bayivotele ukuthi isebenze, but kumele isebenze, iqhatha abantu itshengisele ukuthi isitshengisele ukuthi ilamandla ukuthi kwenza ukuthi incedise abantu labo bayincedise. So okwe-cabinet ukuthi nje izame yona ngwayo utshintsho lwayo sizalubonela khathana ngokuthi ivele ilokhe i-under corruption yezame evele siyazi, ngoba ma ulokhe kukhona abantu ade be-under zanu izini umgabe sesekhona lakathe silokhe bekhona. So ithemba lethu liba lilutshwane ukuthi sibe lethemba lokuthi siwathembe ukuthi bengayenza utshintsho. Sizakhangele nje ukuthi akula ukuthi singathi ngoba yibo bavela bayiruling party.
Ehhe, konoku kwama 100 days goals konoku konokubona njani konoku ukuthi bathi 100 days wenze lokhu wenza lokhu lo. Wena woko ubona besenza ukunye kuphuma sizele isikhathi bangena embusweni.
Ngikhulumile laphana nesika ukuthi izani iproblem ezani ukuthi ifuna ukuthi ibribe abantu ngezinto ezithembisayo ukuthi ingazenzi yona i-ruling party. Okungangokuthi ukuthi ngayitshengisela ukuthi iyafisa ukusebenza labantu ngokuqhatha abantu kumbe ngokuvula amathuba emisebenzi kumbe ngokulungisa ezinye izinto ezavele ezimotshakale kudala, like eBlawayo amafemu avalwe amaningi. Sibone igodi laphana livaliwe lakathesa ngazi ukuthi angiyishe eZimbabwe, but ngiyakwazi ukuthi lakathesa kusavaliwe akwazi kusetshenzwe, kodwa izinto ezenziwe before ama-elections besithi balungisa kodwa bacela ukuthi becampaigna bethi balungisa kodwa kwama kunjalo. Ukusithengisa ukuthi izame ithemba lokuthi siyithembe likhatshana ngoba izinto ezenzayo aziphushi. Kathe sikunje izinto zikhwelile kusanda kuvota kungakabi labo 2 months kuvote, kodwa izinto sezikhwelile emashopu, imali kayikho, bathembisa ukuthi bayajintsha imali. Asilathemba ukuthi imali izajintshwa kubuya iZimbabwe dollar, ngoba kathi sikunje uma useZimbabwe usebenzisa izimali kumele ukuthi ufike utshintshe uzobe nezimali ezikwazisa ukuthi zithenge khona. Ngale uma usuphuma futhi somele utshintshe imali zokuthi uyaphuma uya kuliphi ilizwe, ngoba ungaphuma la imali yangikhona kayisebenzi. Uyathola futhi uma uthi uyabuyela ekhaya uthola ukuthi imali yangikhona seya-expire isasebenzi. So izinto ezinjalo zisitshengisa ukuthi izanu noma iwinile, but sifana nalabantwana nje abazintandane nje abangelabazali kodwa bona bekhona.
Hayi siyabonga mfowethu Mabuza. Eh ungathinda kusasa eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what Mabuza is saying is that these 100 day targets are hopeless, you know, he says they don't work. So at the end of the day, ZANU-PF is untrustworthy. They started having a new government in November last year, but that government has not delivered. He says the tragedy is that the old guard remains intact. So he says it's the same kind of regime that is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So as per him, you know, he says it's a regime. So meaning that ZANU-PF is living on promises only. Promises you something,
but go and vote for us,
and then disappears and comes again in other elections and does the same thing. So he says they've got a lot of unfinished works.
Regaiti nzwo kuti vatereri wedu pa VOA Shona Facebook page wedu vari kuti kudii pana polite boss podzai tafirei anza hapana chiri kunzwikwa ndofunga ndongo yatamboshaikwa here pa net. Then Love Moka tema volume is back. Then Love Joy katema anzi mfundisi ngawadzokorore Shona, we had nothing from mfundisi. Unfortunately mfundisi moyo waenda angaida kuti vadzokorore zvakare kushona. Mumwe ndiye zvakare Love More Love Joy katema anzi dai ZANU-PF vari vanhu wabva zvavo pachigaro in these 100 days vanzwirwa vana veZimbabwe tsitsi iri kuona kwake uku. Then nyaya imwe yanga ingoripo ndeyekuti hanzi zvakutoda Mwari atibatsire nokuti hapana zviri kuwanikwa. Mumwe wepolite boss ndofunga ndo vaviri vari kunyanyo kanda mashoko pa Facebook page yedu amene kuti une vamwe here Gibbs.
So we've got Caroline Spanda who says nothing will change. In fact, things are getting from bad to worse. So here I think this is referring to cholera and other issues. So then Pamela Kumalo says, yeah, into zinzima kwa Zimbabwe. Upapson Ndlovu uti besinga lizo kutu kwa manje sesi lizo kakulu tube lochonga. Siyatapa kutu hai amantrofisi zon fuitu. So maybe our next person is Mr. Gaule, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you can...
Yes, wa Gaule, tichitarisa nyaya iri kutaurwa nevamwe iyo iyo kuti wongu vano kunanga vaine 100 days zvokuti vashande asi mari hapana mari. Vamwe vari kutaura nyaya yekuti uori ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinouraya. Mapazi anogona kunga achinzi wongu bazi rapiwa mari akati asi chinozobuda hakuna nokuti panenge paine uori. Munoti iwe imi?
Chokutanga inini ndoti handisi kuvumirana nazvo zvizvo kutaura nevamwe ava. Ndiri kuti inini president akaita basa guru rokusandura cabinet yake echiisa matechnocrats vanotioti vakadzidzira mabasa avo kunzvimbo zvavakadzidzira izvozvo. Example yakutanga ndoda kuti mupeya vana Muthuli Ncube inyanzvi yeziya dzemari echibva ikoko kuna Switzerland echiuya kuno kunogadzirisa patibe ipei mukana hatichamboona kabhineti yakanaka kudai. Kabhineti ine makabhineti ministers 20 vanhu vaiswa panzvimbo dzakasiyana vachiziva basa racho patimbopei mukana matargets avo 800 days tione kuti vanogona here kuti vabudise zvimwe zvinhu zvinobatika. Iyi panyaya yemari ndiyo nyaya yakakosha iyoyo. Tichitanga vatimbotaura inyaya yemari kuti mari nyaya yemari toda kuti mari ive mumabhanks kuti mari imacho iye Muthuli Ncube Profesa Muthuli Ncube ari kushanda ndofunga kuti ari kushanda 24 hours a day kutanga zuva atanga basa. Ndofunga kuti after 100 days tenge tichiona kuti kwava nemutsauko here kuti haiwa zvinhu zvatonaka zvinhu zvakunaka. Tichienda mberi iko zvinhu zvichanaka zvichienda mberi ko zvichashata zvichienda mberi patimbotsai mukana hatimbovaita maconclusion kuti zvakati zvakati tigare tichichema. Tarisai muone wakaisawo mumakabhineti minisa anga akagara aripo mubasa kwenguva yakareba. Iye zvino kwakuvamwe vamwe vanhu vane vakapiwa mukana vakapiwa basa here kuti vaite basa vanyuwana vacho vatimbovateri kwainguva vaite basa ravo tione kuti vanogona here kuti vanhu havagoni.
Manzwawo zvakare zvataurwa navamavhinga zvikuru panyaya yemari yokuti mari inoshaikwa kumabhanga asi inowanikwa kumikoto uko kuna 40 neku roadport ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvekuti hurumende inenge ichiona ndo zviri kuitika asi matano acho ari kuonekwa handizoni ndo zvaiswa mukati me 100 days here izvozvo zvekuti zvigadziriswe
ndizvo chaizvo ndizvo zvakakosha nyaya idzodzo dzemari mari inodzaka mari iri kuwanikwa mastreets haidi kuti mhanyise vanhu vazovashonga unongochinja nzira dzacho dzakanaka dzekuti mari iwanikwe kumabhank zvinopera zvemurodhi zvokutengesa mari murodhi zvavana kutatelene izvo zvinopera
asika vagaule izvozvo zvisati zvatanga izvozvi zvekutengeswa kwemari mumugwagwa izvo mari yaitowanikwa kumabhanga kusvika system yakazviregerera kusvika zvasvika pekuti mari haichaanikwa kubhanga vakuiwana mumugwagwa zvinongodzoka futi ipapo nokuti vanhu vari kuchema kuti 37 years 38 years same system hongu panongorenga pangochinja driver asi system iripo ndeyezanup f ndeyo imwe chete
but inini handisi kubvumirana nazvo izvozvo driver kwavana kuti driver munyowana driver wacho ndi Emerson Mnangagwa driver angeripo ndi Mugabe president Robert Mugabe ndiye angeri driver iye zvino kwapinda mumwe driver munyowana driver wacho ari kufamba nespeed yakanaka nagabhazi racho rekufamba rekunakira vanhu asi ngazvingei mberi tione kuti zvinokuti
unokotsira uri mubhazi nelalabai
handisi kuona kuti ndiye here bhazi reusiku riyare rinofamba vanhu vakarara vakaita magumbezi no iri bhazi riri kufamba zvakanaka nyore nyore tiri kusvika takurikwati kuenda nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti panyaya dzemari mumastreets zvinogadzirisika mukaisa mapolisi zvinakanakanaka nokuti mari iyoto mumabhanga zvinopera zvoga usina kushonga ivhini kana munhu wani zvokumhanyisana nevanhu mumastreets izvo hazvifambi itai zvinhu zvenyu mari iwanikwe vanhu mari ikawanikwa mumabhanga zvinopera zvinofanana nezveprice control kana makomodi dzeripo akawanda vanhu venecomputa business hazvidi nyaya dzokucontrola maprize vanhu vanokontrola maprize vechidzikisa maprize vechicomputa hawo market zvinhu zvichinakira vanhu
thank you so much vagaule
so Mr. Mavinga maybe the problem that ZANU-PF faces you know with this new government is you know it calls the government the party and the party the government. So that maybe is causing a lot of havoc in terms of who is supposed to do what. Is the party stronger than the government or the government stronger than the party? So is that kind of workable?
Well, I think it's quite clear that ZANU-PF, the party, is by far stronger and more dominant than the government because all those that then become members of the government are effectively deployees of ZANU-PF and therefore effectively would take instructions from ZANU-PF. But that in itself is not the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is that when you have a system that is built around patronage, when you have a certain political clique benefiting from the problems that are there, because when there is this chaos, when the dust has been kicked up, some people will benefit. And it is those people who will resist the change that might otherwise benefit poor people and ordinary people. So you would find that when there is this cash crisis and cash shortage, there are some people through their connections, who can walk into banks or into the reserve bank and get money. And those people would have their runners at Roadport and 4th Street to sell and buy and trade in currency. You know, when you trade in currency, you are trading in nothing. So effectively, you are benefiting and you are subsidizing the bond. The bond is a heavily subsidized currency because it is a fallacy and a lie that the bond note is equal to the U.S. dollar. But to sustain that lie, then people are forced to subsidize the difference between the actual value of the bond note and the U.S. dollar is then realized at the black market. Because there is no performance, the country is not producing, so it is not possible to directly that political clique that is benefiting at the expense of the nation. And this is the crux of the matter.
Thank you very much, Baba Chom.
Mr. Gaule, if you look at the cabinet, we are looking at what President Mnangagwa is calling a diverse, dynamic, youthful, and streamlined cabinet with skills and experience required to achieve our goals. Of course, do you think that they will deliver? Because some of them are inexperienced.
Yes, I believe this cabinet is going to deliver. It is going to take us to the land of New Zealand, to Canaan. This is next.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them time.
Hello, may you speak up?
Yes, I think I have a feeling that they are going to deliver.
Okay.
And it's really, it's possible that they are going to, these technocrats, a team of technocrats is going to really do us wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what I saw. From what I heard from Thuli Ncube, articulating some of these things, monetary policy and things like that, the way to go. That's the way to go, actually. And this, why these people are crying foul about this, there are bond notes. That the bond note is history, according to Thuli Ncube. We're moving towards that. And let's give them time to do their work. One day we wake up, we're going to the bank, we're making withdrawals, people getting their money. And really, this is what we're expecting in a short period of time.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, and remember, Mr. Kaule, many people lost their pensions, many people lost their money, and all those kind of things. If Mr. Thuli Ncube decides to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar, is this not going to be a crisis again? And how do you justify that kind of a move?
I don't see the finance minister introducing the Zimbabwe dollar at this juncture, where we are now. We need to really move miles and miles before the Zimbabwe dollar is introduced. We need to, first of all, embark on reviving our economy. That is point number one. We need to export. We need to embark on a large scale farming and produce more for export and things like that, so that we really revive our economy and get the much needed foreign currency and do trade with other countries and promote trade really. And then that chance maybe somewhere there, that's when we can then. The Minister of Finance can then consider introducing the Zimbabwe dollar.
Mm.
This time around, there is no need for us to be talking about the Zimbabwe dollar. We should be talking about the US dollar and these other currencies, like the rand. Maybe we can be an extension of the rand, the South African rand, and things like that.
Yeah, what does not go to Pedro Babakaulu, Taban to Balasekalo, Malin, Omarisa, Abani Pension, Skulmakan Ganji. Kulabantu abanga last cent ezikwameni zabo abathola ipension umuntu uzuza $25 ngenyanga kambe shwa libona zani kuya ngapi konke konoko akusithi ukuthi kumbe liza yenelisa kumbe asozelenisa kangamfitshane ngesindebele
ubona kids khona ukuthi into naleyo yumsebenzi omkhulu kids ufinance minister awukhangeleleyo njalo into engiyithandayo yikuthi upresident as a listening president, ngibona uzalalela izindaba uMthuli Ncube ezeletha inhlelo zakhe ezoku-addressa zona ezinhlupho ezikhona ezendaba zemali. Ngithemba sazamnika indima yokuthi azihambele lanxa ezayihluleka, azehlulekele kodwa engavalelwa phambili, engafakelwa mgoqo, kazenzele engathi ngayehlulekiswa ngoba ninganiza kuthini. Kodwa ngibona uMthuli Ncube ngendlela ayeqalise ngayo esenelisa ukukwenza kolokhu ngemva kwesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo, ikakhulu into zamapentini imali zahambayo, imali zalahlekelayo, abantu balahlekelwa, abantu basale bengalalutho ama-akhawunti, abantu basale bengabayanga ngokuphedisela ngendaba zezezimali zabantu ezathabalalayo emabhengi ngomumo wona lo odlulileyo. Yinto ezimele ziqakathekile nezibuyele zikhangele ngu-finance minister. Yiwumsebenzi wakomkhulu alawo nalalo undoda wakithi lwana uMthuli Ncube.
Siyakuzwa baba, ubamba khonapho-ke joke.
Vama vinga tombo utarisa mangwana pale kutarisa zvakare kuvhurwa kwe paramende yechipfumba mukana kuti 9th parliament izvi zvatingatarisirawo kumashanduro evadare tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyika ave dare remakurukota vazvipa mazuva zana tingatarisirawo chiku nenhengo dzeparamende
chikuru chinotarisirwa tinoviga kuti vamunanga gova vachataura nezvazvo inyaya yekuti pave neurongwa hwekuti ndeipi mitemo inoda kuti ivandudzwe kubiswa kana kutsipikwa kuti zviri mubumbiro renyika remitemo zvizadziswe zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kugara vakasununguka vakafaranuka uyezve vachikwanisa kuwana zvese zvinenge zvavanoshuvira pane mitemo yakawanda inoda kuti ibiswe imwe yachona inosanganisira ina naposa nana aipa nezvimwe saka pareka pachida kuti pataurwe zviri pachena kuti dare iri rechipfumbamwe reparamendi richatora matanho aya panguva ipi kuti riite kuti vana vezimbabwe vanzwe panyama dzavo kuti zvechokwadiwo vava pachikamu chakasiyana vava panguvawo yekuti iko zvino zviri mubumbiro kodzero dzavo dzochizadziswa uyezve kana tichitaura nyaya yekodzero hatisi kutaura chete kodzero dzekuti vanhu vataure zvavanoda kana kuti vapinde mune zvematongerwo enyika tiri kutaura kodzero dzinosanganisira kodzero kuva neutano hwakaringana hwakanaka kureva kuti nyaya dzekurwisa kolera dzinofanira kunge dzichitaurwawo kodzero dzemadzimai kodzero dzevana kodzero dzekuti vanhu vawane mvura yakanaka yakachena uyezve kodzero dzekuva nedzidzo yakanaka zvese izvi ngazvijekeswe zviburiswe pachena futi zvovawo nehwaro hwekuti mari ichabva kupi yekuti pazadziswe zvakasiyana nyanyei kodzero dzakanangana nezvekurarama kwevanhu nezveutano nezvekupedza denda rekorera nezvimwe zvakadero
vamavhinga ndisandaenda hangu kuna vagaule pane vamwe vane kurudziro yekuti dai vadare ava varegedza kutambira dzimotokari nezvimwe zvavanopiwa kuti mari yacho imboenda kunorwisa chirwere chekorera munoti iwe nemaonero iwe
maonero akanaka asi chakanyanyisa kukosha haisingori nyaya chete yekuti vadare vasatambire motokari dzemhando yepamusoro kuti mari iite rimwe basa rakakosha kudarika izvozvo asi kuti mafambisirwo ehomwe yenyika pachawo nguva dzose anofanira kunge akaringana nekodzero dzevanhu akaringana nekuti ndezvipi zvakakoshera nyika yezimbabwe nekuti tinogona kuti tadaro vadare vati aiwa motokari tadzirega asi mangwana chipfumi tonzwa kuti mari yenyika yashandiswa zvimwe zvisina maturo zvisina tsarukano saka kurudziro hombe inenge iripo kudare reparamendi rezimbabwe nderekuti paongororwe kuti nguva nenguva mari yenyika homwe yenyika ngaibatwe zvine chiremerera zvine kufunga zvakakoshera musha nemhuri yezimbabwe yese zvayo kwete kufunga vashoma ndo zvatinokurudzira
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's go to Babu Kaule. Babu Kaule, siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngathi idale leparlamente liyahlala ke kusasa. Kulabanye bakhangelele ukuthi liza kwenza okunenge okutshiyeneyo. Okunye okwangikhona sizwile ukuthi bafuna ukuthi baguqule isekelo sombuso welizwe, iconstitution, babe sebefaka khonokho okuthiwa i-devolution ngenye indlela on the administrative side ukuthi kambe ingaphathwa njani. Njoba sikwazi ukuthi kulama provincial councils kuzobuya lama provincial ministers ukuthi asebenze njani khonokho. So wena ngombono wakho kambe lapha kuzanywani la?
Okuzanywayo ikwenza umsebenzi wesizwe. Okokuqala kithendana ukuthi ngutsho ukuthi uba umnanabo sasuya besethula uhlelo lwakhe oluzayilandelwa ihulumende oyalandelwa idale lephalamende ukuthi enibe landelele umsebenzi kahulumende ukuthi uzaqhutshwa njani. Okokuqala engikukhangelele kakhulu okumqoka ikuthi upresident ayethule ukuthi kumele kulwise ukuqeda i-corruption
ukutshontshwa ubusela ubudlova okwenziwa ngabantu abagangileyo lawa baboshwe abantu lawa bekuye phambili kudingwe njalo indlela zokuthi kube nemali elizweni imali leshuphayo kukhitshwa amabhondi la kuvuselelwe umkhonomi welizwe ukuthi imali yakhona izadinga kalithole ngaphi uhulumende akubike kube cace khonokho ukuthi uhulumende kumele kudinga izimali kuvuswa ama-industry afile njabo obulawe ukuhamba kungaboni khona kulolutho olukhona phakathi kwezigaba esikwezekhonapho sokubaanto futhi zama-church sokuyinto zama-church kuthiaeshonini ngalo sezovula ama-church obulawayo ngani ibulawayo yindawo yama-industry sifuna ukuthi i-industry ivulwe ilizwe liqalise ukusebenza abantu bathole imisebenzi baqhatshwe yibo okuqakathekileyo indaba ye-devolution iqakatheke ukwedlula zonke ngoba iyiyo ebhaliweyo ekhona kwisisekelo sombuso phela umuntu nxa ebusa upresident kabusi ngokusa ekhanda lakhe ubusa elandela isisekelo sombuso ubuswa isisekelo sombuso upresident ungaphansi kwesisekelo sombuso and isisekelo sombuso simele sigcwalisiswe kathesi iparlamente entsha eliyale engenileyo kathesi imele igcwalisiswe ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sonke sigcwalisiswe sinjalo silandele kuyenziwe le ndaba naleyo upresident akhulume ngayo ivi lanxa kade edinga usekelo ukuthi uza kwethula uhlelo olukhona kusisekelo sombuso sokuzivusa yokuthi abantu bazibambele umnotho wabo ezabelweni zabo i-devolution of power eyesiyikhangeleleyo yeqakathekile ukwedlula zonke izinto ukuthi abantu abalomnotho wabo bathole umnotho wabo onalowo uthuthukise izigaba zabo ngezigaba zabo zenezo ngokuhleleka kwakhona kwethu kusithi ke kunjalo laba abalomnotho omningi kakhulu bese siba yibo abakholisa kakhulu njengalaba abalamadabu kubomarange ngalobo manikalendi bananzelele ukuthi kuba lentuthuko ekhona hathi ukuthi amadabu kuphela abethuthwa kuphela wethuthwa bawabone lapho umzila abohambe khona kunalanto esalayo ezigabeni zabo thina njengathina emathnoth eprovince enothile kakhulu ngezinyamazana ngezithimba ngezako konke kusiya konke okukhona lokhu uyinotho enimangalisayo emele ukuthi ngezigaba ngezigaba abantu bazihlelele umnotho wabo yikho ngibona kuqakathekile kakhulu ekutheni kugcwalisiswe isisekelo sombuso esitsha sibe sisetshenziswe ngokugcweleyo ngokuthi kunanzelelwe indaba ye-devolution.
Thank you so much. He's talking about devolution, you know, in terms of what it can do for the benefit of people.
Yeah.
So he says, for example, in Marange, there are diamonds. But when you break it down and say, okay, let's go for a devolved kind of
region,
what can they benefit those people? So he said, in Matabeleland North as well, there's a lot of timber, there's a lot of wildlife. What can people benefit from those, you know, when there is some kind of devolution? So he says, these are some of the issues that the current parliament is supposed to tackle, and we have seen actually ZANU-PF going for this devolution issue in a very strong way. But then there are some questions on, you know, the provincial councils and the role of provincial ministers, which leaves everything maybe to say they want to amass more power, you know. So yeah. Maybe I don't know whether
maybe Mr. Mavinga can give us some insight on that, because we understand that that's a part of the ninth parliament to amend the constitution on devolution, I think.
Yes.
Well, I think it could be a question of semantics, but the reality is that the 2013 constitution of Zimbabwe has adequate, effective provisions for devolution. So what may be unclear is whether or not the proposed amendments to Chapter 14 would be pushing more towards decentralization as opposed to devolution. Because my understanding is, and my reading of the Constitution is that clearly, without amending the Constitution, it is possible to fully implement devolution. And in fact, that was one of the reasons put forward by ZANU-PF supporters as one of the grounds for impeaching
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Our time is up. I'm sorry. Our time is gone now, so we have to leave it there today. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Mr. Teo Mavinga and Mr. Pilip Gaule of ZANU-PF. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope to meet you some other time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night. Zimbabwe.
Sisinga kanganwa vatereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, kutimurai zvakanaka vana veZimbabwe.